Torchwood, outside the government, beyond the police, tracking down alien life on Earth, arming the human race against the future. The 21st century is when everything changes and I should have been ready.
Hate you!
Oh, God, I hate today. Today is stupid and annoying and makes no sense. Oh, what's... The rain's just... Nobody's... Jack? Oh, answer machine. Fine, because your alarm clock doesn't hate you. Oh, Jack, this is Susie. There's something wrong. Really wrong. I'm looking out of my window and nobody's moving. The rain's just hovering in the air. The whole street's frozen. Please tell me this isn't anything to do with me. I'm sure I didn't... Time distortion generator, according to Jack. Who should know and should explain properly? If he did, I wouldn't have to borrow things occasionally. Not active. Right. Good. Probably wasn't me then. So what is it? Frozen. Everyone. Everything. Rain. Hanging there. Weird. Okay. Let's go outside and take a look. Susie Costello, Field Report. 29th of November, 2006. 9:35 a.m. Weirdness. Everything has stopped, like God hit the pause button on the world's remote control. Not the most scientific way of putting it, but... Yeah. You can draw patterns in the rain. Sweep out great bands of it. So weird. So it's frozen, but not. I'm interacting with it. I can affect it. Morning traffic. Cars just sat there on the road. And people inside... Silly faces, like when someone takes a photo and you weren't ready. A man falling off his bike, just hanging there. I wonder if he's still thinking. If he's still experiencing that surge of fear, that wave of nausea in the belly when you know something's about to hurt. Poor man. That said, it's quite a walk to the hub. Time to prove a theory with an experiment. Theory proven. Everything is paused, but it can be moved. Objects picked up and used. I can interact with the world, even though none of it's moving independently. No sign of anyone else unaffected. No contact from Jack either. So either he's having an extra long lie-in, or he's frozen like everyone else. Oh, whoa! Don't talk and steer!
Hey! Hello? Oh. Hey! Hey, wait!
Oh, not everyone's frozen after all. Oh, brilliant. Thought I was the only one. Don't worry. I'm sure we can sort out what's going on.
Worry? Who's worried? It's amazing. Just look at the rain.
Well, yes, it is quite impressive.
I've spent the last half an hour feeling like queen of the world.
Well, that's nice.
It was. I mean, we've all secretly dreamed of running around the office, screaming in our bosses' faces, haven't we?
Well,
of course you have. I just hope nobody guesses it was me that pulled Foster's trousers down. Oh, I mean, he spent every work's Christmas party asking for it, dirty old perv. I can just picture his face when he wakes up and finds what he's doing in the middle of the foyer.
Right, so...
Oh, God! Security cameras! Do you think the security cameras are still working? I didn't think of that. Oh, have I just got myself fired?
We might have bigger concerns than that.
Speak for yourself. I need that job. I mean, I know it's only PR and everyone hates PR, but I'll never keep the flat on if they fire me.
I'm sure when the world goes back to normal, they'll have bigger concerns than reviewing security tapes. Don't worry about it. We need to try and figure out what's happening.
Bit above my pay grade. We should just have fun while it lasts. I'm sure proper people are on it, you know, professionals.
I am a professional.
Oh, what, police or something?
Something.
I was just joking about Foster, and it really was only his trousers. I didn't, you know, do anything too horrid.
I don't care about Foster.
Oh, good. Okay.
I'm not police. I work for something called Torchwood. You won't have heard of it.
I think I have.
You really haven't?
Yes. Is your boss a dishy American in a funny coat?
Maybe.
I did PR for a company that sold him a car, one of those big SUV things. He was a terrible flirt.
Yeah, that's him. Don't breathe a word, Susie. Top secret, Susie.
Small world.
Isn't it? Yeah. And I was on my way to our office, actually, to see if I could figure out what's happening.
Lovely. I'll come with. If that's okay?
I suppose.
Two's company, eh? You're just going to leave your bike there? Someone might nick it.
It'll be fine. So you haven't seen anyone else not affected by this?
Just you.
I wonder why.
Well, there must be someone somewhere. I haven't been all over.
So where's the link?
What?
Why are we not affected? I don't suppose you have some form of time distortion generator at home?
No idea. What's one of those? Something for getting rid of wrinkles?
Not so much. Fine, scratch that. So, why weren't you affected?
Just lucky, I suppose. You're definitely not police.
No.
I don't suppose we could swing by the shops then. Walking through all this rain is getting me soaked. It would be great to pick up a change of clothes.
I suppose so.
Great! Just a few essentials.
A few essentials?
Yeah, well, you know, I may have got carried away. Well, I can always return it when things go back to normal. I wonder if I should pick up a suitcase.
Oh, go the whole hog, steal a car.
I hadn't thought of that. Oh, wait, you don't mean it, do you? Am I being awful?
I really couldn't care less. Come on, we're wasting time.
What the hell was that?
Store security?
Get down! Who's shouting? What are they shouting?
Over there, to your right. Giant, scaly thing.
Oh, my God! Oh, my actual God! What's wrong with him?
Other than the fact that he's shooting at us?
I mean, his skin! Stupid! It's all, like, hanging off and...
Alien.
Yeah! Why is he dressed up as an alien?
because he is an alien.
Shut up. Really?
Rule infringement. Hunt pause.
What's that now? Hovering metal thing?
I don't know. Some sort of robot.
Shush.
Rule 7. Only local weaponry or technological equivalent may be used in the hunting round. Your account has been charged a 1,000 Delnar penalty, and the target will be given 4 minutes head start.
Target? What does he mean, target?
Good question. Excuse me.
Name?
Susie Costello.
You shouldn't be active.
What do you mean?
All non-target residents of the hunting ground are to be temporarily frozen, both for their own safety and the discretion of those taking part in the hunt.
What hunt?
This hunt, obviously. Do you have mental difficulties?
Snippy robot, great. Explain.
This area has been selected by Bronc Bluff Safaris Limited as a temporary hunting ground.
Cardiff?
Cardiff. Please don't tell me the coordinates are off again. There's no mention of a Cardiff in my database. I thought this place was called Earth.
Earth is the planet, yes. This bit of it is Cardiff.
Oh, fine. Whatever. Can't be expected to know the local names for every field or ditch.
Look, I have no idea what's happening.
Clearly. Why aren't you running?
Should I be?
It's what endangered animals do, in my experience. It's not much of a hunt otherwise.
I'm the target.
Obviously.
Why?
Why not?
I haven't done anything.
No, but I'm sure you'll be terrifically entertaining soon enough.
This is mental. Aliens? Horrible robots?
Squealing pink humans being tediously stupid. Do you want to run now, please?
Shut up! Go away!
Don't attack him! He's probably armed!
Certainly I am. I could cut you into pieces so thin you could function as a light shade. Don't worry, though. I have no intention of doing so.
This is ridiculous!
Wait, Alex, please. You have no intention of doing so?
Our client over there, Lord... Oh, never mind. My data bank assures me his name is too complicated for your primitive vocal cords. Lord Thing over there will be doing the killing. He has, after all, paid handsomely for the privilege.
But you can't just designate her a target for murder.
Oh, you're one of those tedious animal rights types. Please consult our literature on species preservation. Bronc Bluff Safaris Limited take great pride in their approach to conservation.
By killing sentient beings?
Your definition of sentient may differ from mine. I am capable of learning a new language in 3 seconds. You can't even pronounce the name of the man who's about to kill you. Besides, we operate to highly stringent legal protocols, full details of which can be found in our introduction package. A copy of which I have just printed for your consideration. She still isn't running.
I don't believe this.
You should. I only gave you a 4 minute head start. Your time will soon be up.
Fine. Right. You want to kill me? We'll see about that. Alex, wait!
There must be interplanetary laws against this sort of thing.
Clearly not, or we wouldn't be doing it. Your species has been classified as hunt-worthy.
Why?
I don't know the specifics. Don't care either. Perhaps you're just particularly stupid. Overpopulated? Ah, yes. Records confirm that you have been allocated pest status by the committee.
What gives your committee the right to do that?
I didn't say it was our committee. The committee. Perhaps you might encourage your fellow Earthlings to keep their reproductive organs to themselves once in a while.
But it's murder!
Oh, I'm so sorry. You have me mistaken for a highly sophisticated robot. Who cares? Do you not hunt on the planet Cardiff? Eat meat?
Well, as
can
a matter
of... Can I just stop you there? I sense an annoying argument forthcoming and I really can't be bothered. Read the introductory booklet if you have further questions. It won't care either, but at least that's what it's for.
And what are you for?
Supervision. And, of course, ensuring the rules are adhered to. On the subject of which, the target's time is up. I wonder where it ran off to. Somewhere interesting, I hope. A quick hunt is never great for PR. I'd look away if I were you. I've noticed the sight of slaughter distresses many animals. Have you some grazing you could be getting on with? Oh, the human appears to have hit him with a... what do you call those noisy things?
A lorry.
A lorry. Right. That's that for Lord Thing, then. Hang on. We'll have him return to his planet. In a bucket. A nice one. He paid enough.
Hey! Score one to this stupid animal, eh? Not quite as dumb as you thought!
What do you say to that?
Next hunter to the transmat platform. The hunt will recommence as soon as you're ready. Huh? You just doubled your take on this hunt. Bronk Bluff Safaris Limited thanks you.
There's another hunter.
We have an orbiting station filled to the brim with them. Killing stupid animals is terribly popular. Would you like to run away now? You've probably only got a few minutes.
Oh, this is stupid.
This is business. I have a queue of floundering royalty and corpulent corporate creatures just gagging to slaughter you. So be a good little animal and run. Ah, told you. Next hunter is ready.
But you can't do this!
He is, so come on.
Oh, wait. Introductory pack, you said. It contains the rules, yes?
Yes. As far as your fellow beast is concerned, they're terribly simple. Die well.
Come on.
Next hunter, prepare for transmat.
What are you going to do about this?
Me?
You said you were a professional.
Right, yeah. True,
Yeah, well, I'm thinking. Oh, well, think quickly. Robots, weird space aliens, they want to kill me. Oh my God, this can't be happening. It's just ridiculous.
Welcome to the world of Torchwood. Panicking doesn't help. Huh.
Easy for you to say. They don't want to kill you.
We're both running, aren't we? I could have just walked away.
Oh, nice. And you'd do that, would you?
Well, no. This is my job. This is what I was hired to do, and I'm good at it. I just need to think. We'll head towards the hub, our base. If we can get there, then I'm sure we'll be all right.
How far is it?
A bit of a jog. Roald Dahl plat.
We should steal a car. Can we steal a car?
Well, we've proven we can drive one, so...
No!
We'd be even more obvious.
What?
At least on foot, we can try and keep out of sight. Being the only moving vehicle on the road is hardly subtle. Come on. Quick, behind the hedge.
He's right behind us. Look at him. How can he miss us? I mean, how many eyes do you need?
Shut up. With you talking all the time, it's his ears I'm worried about. We'll cut to the right, through the square.
Okay. I've had an idea.
About time. You won't like it. I want you to stand over there, in the open, and make a load of noise.
I don't like it.
When the hunter sees you, he'll come over and I'll sneak up behind him.
And then what?
Hang on, that truck over there.
Hey, where are you going? I'll hit him with this. A tire spanner thing. He's an alien hunter, armed to the teeth, and you want to take him on with some... car tools?
Well, that's all I can find. Besides, he's not armed to the teeth, is he? You saw him. He wasn't carrying anything.
The last one had a big laser gun.
And wasn't allowed to use it. He'll be fine.
If you're so confident, then why don't we swap places?
Because they're hunting for you, not me. Go on. Stand over there. It'll be fine. I've got your back.
I don't know.
Quickly, he's coming back.
Please don't let him kill me.
I won't. I'll hide by the hedge, wait until he's turned his back, and then wham!
Okay, promise?
Professional. This is what I do. Now go! Noise!
What?
For God's sake. Noise!
I can't hear you! Oh yeah, Mary had a little lamb. She fed it from a bucket. She showed it to her naughty dad, who promptly tried to... Big knife! He's going to kill me with a big knife! I think you can stop. He's pretty much soup.
See? It's a good plan.
What's that? He dropped something. Oh, God! A gun! He had a gun!
Oh, it's a Glock.
So he could have shot me!
But he didn't. And now we have a gun.
Yes, well, on the one hand, more cash in the bank, lovely. On the other, I'm not sure that was quite according to the rules.
Well, it's not our fault you didn't manage to freeze me.
No, but it's vexing if you're going to start getting involved. According to my scans, you've been exposed to technology you shouldn't have access to. Some kind of temporal distortion generator? Judging by our analysis of this planet's technological advancement, this is rather like a cow running your Large Hadron Collider.
Local references. Well done. Been reading up?
I had a spare 2 minutes.
But you still think we're mindless animals worthy of being hunted?
You fight wars because imaginary friends in the sky tell you to. Frankly, I'm surprised you can dress yourselves. Anyway, none of this is relevant. Exposure to the distortion generator seems to have granted you immunity. The question remains, what do we do about it?
Pack up and go home?
Hardly. We're making far too much money. I think I'll classify you as a local threat.
Oh, should I be flattered?
Not unless you enjoy being filed between subsidence and termites. We can't add you to the hunt roster as an official target, not without altering everyone's contracts, but I'm sure one of these idiots will enjoy killing you anyway.
Idiots? I don't disagree, but as someone who works in PR, you might want to avoid calling your customers that.
Of course they're idiots. Who pays a small fortune to kill a single pest when you could wipe the lot out from orbit and spend the afternoon with a good book? Right, I shall adjust the paperwork accordingly. Expect someone else to be killing you shortly.
Or trying to.
Oh, they'll get you in the end. You're the equivalent of a cute squirrel navigating an assault course to locate its nuts. You're impressed at its skill for a minute or two, but be honest, you wouldn't employ it to head up stock purchasing for an international company. Enjoy your momentary break while I change the hunt status. I imagine you have 10 minutes or so.
Ah, 10 minutes, great.
It's a head start. Come on.
Right, we're here. Where's your base then?
Wait! It's right behind us!
I know. Come and stand here. Right next to me.
Why?
Just trust me, would you? No, you have to be on the same paving stone. Closer.
Oh, you're stood on my foot.
Sorry. There. That's it.
Oh, this is crazy! It's going to kill us!
Perception filter. Right here. It won't be able to see us.
Really?
Really.
Oh, but we just stood, hugging, in the middle of a square. Oh, God, it's here!
Shut up! Stay quiet. See? It's a good place to hide.
Better than your actual base. I mean, I'm assuming your base is bigger.
Well, yes.
Because I can stand like this for maybe another minute before I get cramped.
Right. Yeah. This way.
It's a tourist information office.
No, it isn't. Well, yes, it is, but not just that.
What?
Come on, get inside. They must be after you again by now.
Discount voucher for whitewater rafting. Always fancied doing that. I keep dropping hints for my birthday, but Kevin's not good at hints.
It's not working. Why is it not working?
What's not working?
Door. It won't open. It. Lockdown. The hub's in lockdown.
What? You mean it won't open?
Sensors must have picked up that something's wrong out here and sealed the hub. We can't get in.
But that's stupid. It's your base. Of course you can get in.
Security protocol. I can't. It's sealed tight. And whoever's in there, if they're unaffected like me, can't get out and help either.
So we're not safe here?
No.
So what do we do now? Well, Mrs. Professional? I don't want to die.
I don't know. I don't know.
Great. Perfect.
Well, what do you expect me to do? I can't help it if we're locked out, can I?
You said this was your job.
Well, this sort of thing, yes, but...
So we need another plan. And quickly. The next hunter must be tracking me already.
I know.
We need to get out of here for a start. At least in the open I might be able to run.
Yeah, I suppose. Let me just try it one more time.
Stupid! Stupid!
Okay, so that's helped.
come on, let's go.
I don't care what you say now. I'm finding a car and I'm getting out. Alex! Oh, Alex! I've got to do something!
How exciting! Pushed her in the water, did he? Not surprised. He's from the Flaviate Cluster, semi-aquatic, loves to splash about.
Alex!
Gun! Use the gun!
I dread to think what diseases she's picking up, though. Please tell me you animals don't drink that. Please don't kill the human, my client will be so disappointed. That's it, see if you can't make us all even richer.
I think.
Oh, very good. Most dramatic. In other words, ka-ching. Three payments banked, many more to go. Please don't let her drown. She's far too valuable to me.
Hang on! There's a rubber ring thing! Grab hold, or I'll try and pull you up.
Oh, so cold.
You can warm up when we find a car.
Oh, great. Thanks.
For what?
For saving my life, stupid. Oh. I'd have been dead if you weren't there.
Oh, I suppose you would. No problem. Happy to help. Over there, big Jeep. That'll do.
Her foot's caught. Hang on.
Try and straighten her leg.
No, the other leg.
Oh, this feels a bit mean. They're going to wake up on the pavement wondering where their car is.
Oh, look at her. She's not short of a few quid. Besides, we need it more than them. Check the back seat. There's a gym bag.
So?
Could be dry clothes for you. She's not far off your size.
Oh, cheeky sod, look at her. She's a good few fry-ups on me.
Do you want to be stuck in your wet clothes?
Tracksuit and hoodie.
Lucky me, they're actually clean.
Climb in the back, you can get changed while I get us moving.
Oh, I hate trying to get dressed in the back of cars.
I wouldn't know.
I'll admit, it's been a few years for me. Though there was that time with Kevin in the disabled loos. That was almost as bad.
I really don't want to know.
You got a boyfriend?
No.
Nobody?
Well, there's a guy at work, but... No.
Damn, the traffic! Slow moving.
Oh, very funny. Once we get onto the dual carriageway, it'll be fine. I'll have room to move and we can put some proper distance between ourselves and the hunters. Buy ourselves some time.
Oh, I hope Kevin's okay.
No reason he wouldn't be.
I suppose. You know what it's like, though. Can't help but worry.
I suppose.
He's in Brussels on business. Oh. Some boring meeting. He's such a love. He'd do anything for me. Especially now.
Now you're being hunted to death.
No, stupid. I'm pregnant.
Oh.
Only just. So we don't really talk about it. We said we'd wait until 12 weeks before we told anyone. You know, just in case.
Oh.
Seems a bit silly now, what with all this. He'll be a good dad, though. A kid needs a good dad.
Apparently.
Where did you meet? A friend of mine's party. Bailey always has the best parties. I remember once this guy ended up getting stuck in the toilet. Oh, the only way he could get out.
Hang on a minute. Need to concentrate.
Oops.
There we go. Dual carriageway. Should be easy now.
Thank God for that. No sign of anyone following.
Give it time.
Not that they were much cop anyway.
You're still alive, I'll give you that.
That's what I mean. As far as lethal hunters go, they haven't been very lethal.
The last one would have been.
I suppose.
I guess it's just like private hunters here. Businessmen wanting a taste of the kill. Doesn't mean they're much good at it.
I read an article about that. A guy who organised hunts. He even had to aim for them.
All they did was pull the trigger while he was holding the rifle. What's that about? Killing something for the sake of it?
Power. Holding life in your hands. Yeah. We all like to feel that. There's this thing at work. It doesn't matter.
I can't see the appeal myself.
You wouldn't, would you? You're the one in the crosshairs.
Why? Ah! Alex! Ah! Fine. Just the window, covered in glass.
Keep down. Where is he? Where is he?
Ah! Ah! Shit! Shit! Shit!
Stay down! Just stay down and hold on to something. Gotta try and ram him off the road. Car! Car ahead! Car ahead!
No!
Where's our gun? You think you can hit him at this speed?
He's managing.
Jacket pocket. Try not to waste the bullets. We'll probably need them.
Not if we don't get out of this, we won't.
Is there like a safety catch or something?
Oh, God.
Well, how am I supposed to know? The only shooting I've ever done is Call of Duty.
It's a Glock. The safety's a small tab on the trigger itself. Basically, point and shoot.
Right, fine. Right, hop forward a bit. Give me a bit of room.
Brace yourself. It'll kick back when you fire.
I know. I've seen movies. Get this right, Alex. Damn it! Wait! Got him! I got him!
Oh, he's still coming!
Wait! Yes! I did it! I got him! Oh, God! Oh, I got him! Oh, God!
Are you okay?
Just give me a minute.
All the time in the world. It's not like the next psycho's already on his way. Where's that rule book? Bronc Bluff Safaris Limited. Your ecologically responsible one-stop slaughter experience. Ethically sourced targets for a universe of hunting adventure.
Oh, please.
Sorry, probably the baby.
Probably.
Weird, the alien knew how to drive.
If our culture is as backward as that robot seems to think, it was probably child's play to learn.
Oh, I've failed 3 tests. Only passed the 4th time because I picked out a low-cut top. Sexist prick of an examiner.
Well, you chose to wear the top.
Oh, he didn't have to be so pathetic as to let it work.
Oh, never mind. It took me a couple of tests too, to be honest.
I've seen your driving.
Got us out of there, didn't I? I'm just no good at examinations. They stress me out. My brain wobbles. Look, we need to get moving. You drive for a bit. I want to read this.
Anything useful?
It's mostly a lot of horn blowing and justification. Bronc Bluff Safaris remains dedicated to ecological conservation, and the information gathered by tracking these species in the wild enriches our understanding of nature everywhere.
I'm sure they'll feel enriched by watching me puke my guts up by the side of the road.
Are you feeling better now?
Oh, just about. What are we going to do, though? I can't die like this. I mean, I had plans.
Don't we all?
I mean it. I spent years being unhappy, never getting anywhere, always falling for the wrong people, stuck in a dead-end job with parents that had just about given up on me. Believe me, when your sister is a surgeon, you pretty much cease to exist.
I can imagine.
And then I meet Kevin, and he's... he's amazing. Really amazing. And I knew straight away that he was the one. And then he proposed. A summer wedding. Then the baby, so we're going to have to move a bit quicker. But that's okay, who cares? I'd rather be shivering in spring than too fat to fit in my dress.
Sounds nice.
It's a life I'd always wanted. I finally get my turn, at last. It's my go. I deserve it. I really deserve it. And now this. How is that fair? How is that even slightly fair?
But it isn't. Of course it isn't. But it wouldn't be fair for anyone, would it?
Oh, I know. But to finally have what I wanted and then some stupid, impossible robot thing acts like I'm nothing. Like I'm disposable. I've had that all my life and I'm sick of it. I mean, God, now I have creatures from other planets judging my worth. Screw that.
We'll figure it out.
Really? Maybe. Oh, I hope so. My wedding dress cost a bloody fortune. So how did you end up doing this anyway?
I'm not supposed to talk about it.
I'll be dead in a minute. Who cares?
I was headhunted by the flashy American you met.
Nice. Good for you.
Yeah, it was. It was validation, I guess.
And you enjoy it?
Sort of. I mean, it's interesting, but it alters your view of the world.
Aliens and robots. Of course it does. Amazing.
Amazing? We're living in a universe that's always trying to kill us. Amazing. Terrifying.
I guess. I mean, yeah, today is not my best day, but just imagining this whole universe filled with weird aliens and stuff, I think that's kind of cool.
It just makes me want to pick up a big gun and hide.
Hunter 4 to the transmat pad.
Check its pack. It may have more ammunition.
Right.
Hunter 5 to the transmat pad.
Thanks. Your turn to sleep.
Great. Wake me in a couple of hours.
Hunter 8 to the transmat pad.
Signpost.
No.
Sunset.
No.
Squished alien.
No.
Hunter 9 to the transmat pad.
Welcome, madam, to Moon's Bistro. Currently under temporary new management.
I can't cook. I did tell you that, didn't I?
Don't care. I'm starving.
Oh, have you got the crossbow thing or have I?
I had it. You can have a go next time.
This is actually nice.
Came in a packet. This place was actually charging 6 squid for it.
Makes you sick, doesn't it?
Hunter 9. No, 10 to the transmat pad.
Please tell me the shower's empty. I'm covered in guts.
It's clear.
Thank God for that. After that guy in Bristol, frozen mid-scrub.
The pleasure of wandering through people's lives like a ghost is wearing off then.
Of course it is. It's just creepy. I can't go in the lounge because of that woman sat on the sofa. It's just weird. Staring blank-faced at the wall. Ooh, freaks me out. It's gone dark out there. What time is it?
No idea. This whole thing is weird. My watch has stopped, but I haven't. Mm. I can move the buttons on it, change it, but it won't tick.
Oh, annoying.
I think it's fascinating. I mean, imagine the technology that's doing this. They freeze the world, but leave it in a way that the hunters can fully interact with it. All of its assets are still there. The sun's rising and falling, so the planet's still moving, but the rain just hangs there. It's mind-blowing.
It's annoying and stupid, and I'm sick of it.
Oh, well, I guess I've just always been fascinated by the science side of these things. Well, as I say, bathroom's clear.
Good. How long did you say we had as a break?
Well, according to the rules, there's a mandatory 3-hour local time hiatus for every 10 failed hunt attempts. It's part of their dedication towards fair hunting etiquette and the well-being of local wildlife.
Oh, how kind. Mm.
Oh, now, would you look at that? Another client travelling home by bucket. She was once voted most attractive dictator in the Gravin Mass.
By her own people?
Naturally, on pain of death.
I'm sure many of them would be glad to see her now.
It's a grave in custom for a dead leader to be consumed by their family, so it's nice of you to get started on the chopping.
Well, don't they sound so much more civilised than us?
I know. Bronk Bluff does seem happy to work with almost anyone these days. Still, they pay using currency that's not just bits of tree or metal, so don't get too full of yourself. I do hope nobody throws up when I transmat this to the station.
Worried you'll put off the next hunters?
Oh no, far from it. They're paying for a challenge. We can shift a decimal point for each dismembered hunter we ship back.
So glad we're helping.
Oh, you are? Try and set fire to one of them, would you? Nothing makes people twitch like a body you can snap bits off. Ugh. By the way, you'll be pleased to hear your fellow animal is proving quite popular on universal social media.
I'm sure she'll be thrilled.
She has an ecological group from DARP threatening to jump off a building unless she's saved. Can't ask for more devoted fans than that. Mind you, they'll have forgotten all about her within a week. You know what fair weather activists are like.
You can leave any time you like. You're not helping.
Should I be? I'm just passing a little time with an alien species. Tickling the ears of a stray puppy. Coochie, coochie, coo. Oh,
before watching someone cut it open with a hunting knife.
Nature is such a complicated thing.
I just want it to stop. There must be a way for it to stop.
Of course there is. Someone kills the target and we all go home. I can't quite see why you're helping drag it out, to be honest. Are you mating?
Oh, please feel free to read up on human breeding.
Oh, I have. It was positively vile. And sort of thrilling. I just wondered, you're making such an effort to string things out, I assumed it could only be for reasons of sex or cruelty. Not that they're necessarily distinct.
Cruelty? I'm trying to save her life.
But you can't. You must have realised that by now. The hunt will go on until the target is dead. We have impossible numbers on our side.
So I just stand aside and let you kill her?
It would be the kindest thing.
Well, not on this planet.
Oh, shush, you forget I've been reading up.
It's my job, then. That good enough?
Your job?
To defend the Earth against alien threats.
Really? Someone employs you to do that?
Yeah. Yes, they do.
Ah, that's why you had access to the temporal distortion generator.
Yes.
And you do this on your own?
No, of course not. But the rest of my team is frozen. Or trapped, maybe. I don't know. But I'm on my own for this.
And how do you feel it's going?
She's not dead.
No, and your world's still frozen and we're not going anywhere.
Well, I'll figure something out.
Of course. Just out of interest, the rest of your team...
Yes?
Are they better at this than you?
Piss off.
Oh. Well, it's been lovely chatting. Tickling those soft little puppy ears.
How long have we got?
About an hour. Long enough to put some distance between ourselves and this place.
We should have left earlier.
You got a shower and a short rest. We've plenty of time to get a head start.
So many cars. This one's quite nice.
It'll do until I inevitably smash it into someone.
Hunter 12 to the transmat pad.
Oh! You all right?
Oh my God, a kick on a shotgun.
I think I've actually cracked a rib.
Oh, the hunter came off worse.
Hunter 18 to the transmat pad.
I can't believe you let us run out of petrol.
We still had some left.
Hunter 30 to the transmat pad.
Oh, Jesus, scared the life out of me.
Someone triggered the trap by the door. It's okay, go back to sleep.
Shouldn't we move?
We're on a break again. 3 hours, remember?
Already?
Already. Get a bit more sleep.
Hunter, oh, whatever, next.
Stop! All of you! Stop! Enough of it! Sick of it! Sick of you!
That's enough! Alex! Enough!
Yes, it is! More than enough! Now back off!
We on a break again?
Yeah.
Sorry about earlier. It's getting to me.
It's okay.
I keep losing track. How many has it been?
I'm not sure. I just count them in tens. A few tens. How's your leg?
Burns.
Infection sort of burn or iodine sort of burn?
Iodine, I think. I'm sure it's okay. Bullet went right through, didn't it?
Yeah.
Then it's fine. How's your arm?
Still broken.
I know that,
It's fine. I can have it reset once this is over.
Over? This is never going to be over.
Of course it is. You have a wedding to organise, remember?
Yeah, a wedding. If only to show Bailey.
Your friend?
Yeah. Since school, said I'd never pull it off. I'm making her bride of honour just to teach the cheeky cow.
That'll show her.
Yeah. Always had the pick of the boys, did Bailey. She had her eye on Kevin. Still can't believe he chose me.
Well, that's nice. And you'll see him again soon enough?
Yeah, I hope so.
Of course you will. Things will be normal again soon and then we can get on with our lives.
Oh, I'd give anything for that. Mm. Oh, come on. You love it. Saving the world's one hell of a day job.
You'd think. I'm just tired.
I'm not surprised. It's been a hell of a day.
I mean in general. Oh. Oh, it doesn't matter. Go to sleep. I want to read the rule book again.
Oh, you're always reading it.
No, I'm always running, killing or sleeping. But in between, yes, I'm reading the book. It's big, full of small print. It takes some getting through.
Well, I can't see the point. Nothing in it's helped us so far.
It's all we've got.
Speak for yourself. Where's that vodka? Ah. Want some?
Better not. Neither should you, being pregnant.
It survived being shot at. It can handle a few drinks. We're on a break. I mean to enjoy it. There you go. Get it down, yeah.
I suppose one can't hurt.
Precisely. We've earned it.
Another bottle?
Oh, you got more?
Of course I got more.
Oh, bad idea. Think about the baby.
Oh, it's fine. God, you're such a downer.
Look, we need to be moving soon.
Oh, don't be such a washout. Drink with me.
No, that's enough. Give me the bottle.
Piss off. Hey! Give it. You're spilling it.
Come on, hand it over.
No, I'll do what I like. Ah! You slapped me.
And I'll do it again if you make me. We need to stay alive. One of us has to be responsible.
Oh, what do you care?
What?
I've seen the way you look at me. You don't really care. You don't really like me. You're only doing this because you think you have to.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. I've an older sister, remember? I know what it's like to be looked down on. And that's what you do. When you think I'm not looking, you sneer. You think you're better than me.
After all of this, after everything I've done for you.
Yeah, but it wasn't for me. That's my point. You just want to be a hero.
You want to be important.
Yeah, I do. And so do you. You just think you get there by spreading your legs and getting pregnant. I aim a bit higher.
Oh, my, you do.
Jump up, cow! How dare you?
How dare you?
You ungrateful bitch!
God,
serve you right!
Cut myself on glass!
Show me.
Oh, like you care.
Oh, show me!
Careful! Oh, God, it's gushing!
What? Alcohol thins the blood!
Hang on, let me find something to bind it with. I don't suppose you snuck a third bottle of vodka in?
No.
Shame, it would have been good to clean it.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so stupid. I shouldn't have said any of the things I said. I'm just drunk and wired and
good.
I know. Just forget it. I'll use water.
Just
hold still. Just forget it. It's not that deep. You'll be fine. Oh, now just go to sleep. Stupid. Idiotic. Pointless. Worthless. Ungrateful. What are you for? Useless.
Why are you picking a fight with a vehicle?
Because I'm angry. Want me to take it out on you instead?
Not really. I'm beautiful and expensive. If you dented me, I'd just have to kill you, and that would be awkward for both of us.
You're happy to kill Alex?
Well, yes, because she's future-proof.
What's that supposed to mean?
It's all in the rule book. Were the words too long for you?
I haven't finished it yet. I've been busy fighting your clients, remember?
Rule 4398, 14th footnote. Our targets have been chosen carefully and have been approved by an independent third party as future-proof. We at Bronc Bluff Safaris Limited take the causal nexus very seriously.
Don't give me the legal waffle. What do you mean by future-proof?
I mean her death will have an extremely limited impact. Nobody will miss her. It won't affect the future timelines of your charming little ball of space rock.
But that's not true! You fudged your research. She's pregnant for a start. That's an entire other life that won't exist if she dies now.
No, she's not.
She is. She's told me often enough.
Ectopic pregnancy. She'd have found out as much in a couple of weeks. She'll also find out that her breeding partner is rutting with her best friend. Bawley?
Bailey.
Whatever. According to our research, she doesn't take this news well. Drinks a lot of something you humans enjoy called vodka, swallows some pharmaceuticals, and poof, one human pest down. If we hadn't picked her, she'd have been dead within a few weeks local time anyway.
And you didn't think to mention this?
You seemed such good friends, I assumed you knew.
How am I supposed to know the future?
Don't blame me for your limited perceptions. Mind you, I've looked you up. If you did know what the future held for you...
What?
Oh, I wouldn't dream of spoiling it. You'll have lots of fun, I'm sure. If you get through the next few hunts alive, of course.
But surely, if my future is so important...
Relatively speaking, I couldn't care less what happens to you.
You really don't, do you?
You're only just getting that. You're nothing to me.
Well, you're wrong. I'm important. I do an important job. I protect my planet.
If you insist. All I see is a stupid animal blowing into the wind.
I want you gone.
Oh, I'm going. I have far less boring things to do than listen to your grunts.
I mean permanently.
Well, you're going about it a funny way then, aren't you?
You okay? I heard shouting.
Fine.
I really am sorry about what I said earlier. You know, I'm not good when I'm drunk.
It's fine. Blowing off steam.
No, it's not right. You've looked after me all this time and then I go and act like a bitch. I just wish...
What?
I wish I actually knew you. You're so closed off. So quiet. Whenever I think I have an idea of what you're like, you clam up again.
I don't really do people.
Well, it's not good, though. Especially doing what you do. All the weird stuff you see. You've got to be able to talk it out.
Maybe. It's difficult.
Well, you know, I'm here. Neither of us are going anywhere.
Yeah.
How are we doing for bullets?
One left.
Oh, that's not much good, is it?
It's enough.
Well, that's annoying.
Go away.
You killed her. I'm going to have to refund the next hunter's money.
Go away!
Oh, it all makes sense now. The things I read about you. The things to come. If you only knew, if you could only plan.
What? What's going to happen?
Wouldn't you like to know? Bye.
Wait! No, come back here! Wait! Fine. Whatever. Who cares? Sorry, Alex. But it was the best thing to do.
Well, come on, then! Start, damn it! Come back to life!
Oh! Oh, there. Did it. Good. Jack? I know, yeah. Oh, shut up a minute. I know all about it. Some sort of alien force. Froze everything in time, except me. I've been stuck out here on my own, trying to make things right.
Well, everything's moving again, isn't it?
Yeah. I'll tell you all about it when I get back. A broken arm. Other than that, I'm great. Oh, please. I'm tortured. It's what I am. And saving the world's what I do.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. And Yanto?
Coming soon from Big Finish Productions, Torchwood, Broken.
Come on! Yanto! Yanto, stop! Stop now!
Yes, love. What can I get you?
Weevil disabled, sir.
What was that about?
Hold on! Ooh. It's Gwen! Another missing person!
You say they take no interest in you. You've got no friends, blah, blah, blah. But come on. Your girlfriend died, and you're telling me not one of them has tried to even talk to you?
Oh, they've all tried at different times. You told her about Torchwood? She's a barmaid. She's just someone I talk to. I haven't said anything.
Don't leave me. I love you. I love you. Please come back.
Careful. You don't want to lose your little angelic image.
Lisa, I love you. I love you.
She was dead the moment they got her.
You're a regular now, Yanto.
Jack, what are you doing here?
Investigating missing people, suspected alien involvement, possible rift activity. What are you doing here?
It's my local. Fancy a pint?
Big Finish. We love stories.
Hello, my name is Scott Hancock. I am the director of Torchwood Moving Target, and I am joined this afternoon by the lovely...
Indira Varma.
Playing?
Susie Costello.
Welcome back to Torchwood.
Thank you very much.
How does it feel to return to the role of Susie?
It feels bizarre. She's come alive again. It's really fun because it's ridiculous and silly.
We were talking just now about how it's been 10 years since Torchwood first aired. How did you first learn about the programme and, you know, what were your thoughts when you got the first script for it? Because you were there from the very beginning of Torchwood.
Yeah, all those years ago. When I auditioned for it, I don't even remember doing the audition, actually. I'm sure I did. But I knew that it was only a one-app part and that it would be quite fun because the storyline was all about me dying at the end of it. But I would be introduced as if I was one of the main cast. So that was kind of fun, you know, being part of the launch of Torchwood. It's been so popular and it's been a huge success. I died, thought I wasn't coming back, and then they asked me to come back for They Keep Killing Susie. So that was a bonus, and now this is another bonus. It's really fun, yeah.
And what did you make of Susie as a character? Because I think it's fair to say you're actually one of the more flawed members of Torchwood.
I think it's always more fun to play flawed people because essentially we're all flawed as human beings, aren't we?
Speak for yourself.
Well, I like playing a human being rather than a superhero.
Mm.
A superhero with, you know, lumps and bumps or whatever. Yeah.
And obviously when you joined, it was very early days.
Yeah, I guess.
What do you remember about, you know, forming the Torchwood team?
Well, I felt like I was always sort of on, not on the back foot, but I sort of let everyone else be in the forefront, really, because I knew that I wasn't going to be there very long at all, you know. So I just watched them and was a supporting role, really, even though it appeared that I wasn't.
And then when you came back for episode 8, did you notice any change in the dynamic or, you know, was it interesting for you coming back to the programme having had a bit of a break from it?
God, I don't know how to answer that. I just think everyone was much more comfortable. They knew sort of what the tone was, what the style was. They'd found their characters. And obviously I was really flattered to be asked back, you know. And it was a laugh. It was really nice to be welcomed back into the hub.
And it's nice to welcome you back to the audio hub.
Thank you.
How has it been for you today, working on audio and returning to the role of Susie? Is it quite nice actually having a story that focuses purely on Susie, away from the rest of the team?
Yes, of course. She is an egomaniac. She wants to take over the world, and so do I. No, not really. Yeah, it's great. It's all. I love doing anything audio, radio, and all that stuff. So I just enjoy telling stories through the medium of radio. Or are we allowed to call this radio? Audio,
I suppose.
It's not radio, yeah, it's audio. So it was really fun. And the idea of revisiting a character that you haven't played for 9 years, 10 years is it's bizarre because, quite frankly, I don't know if I'm still the Susie that people might have been fond of. yeah, it was good fun. And I like her sort of dryness and her slight embittered quality that she has. It was quite fun to do that again. But it was a shame not to see all the crew. I'm still in touch with Naoko. Yeah, it's been brilliant fun.
And did you ever think when you embarked on Torchwood all those years ago that a decade on you would be still playing the role?
No, I thought I was there for 2.5 weeks and that was going to be it. So it's really fun. It's amazing when something has this sort of level of success and popularity. It's really good. It says a lot about the writers and the stories and I suppose the possibilities of where stories can go. And audiences love that. And it's fantastical and it's escapism. And who doesn't love killing aliens, but with a sense of humour?
Well, that's it. And you've been killed so many times now in Torchwood. And we're going back now and telling stories with Susie before she died the very first time.
Isn't that great?
Are there any adventures you'd like to hear Susie have in future if we were to do more of these?
No, I'd love to do more. I think she should fall in love with somebody, even maybe an alien. I think she needs to, she's always been a bit of a loner.
I see our producer James making notes furiously. Lovely. On that note, Indira Varma, thank you for coming back to Torchwood. Thank you for a lovely day in studio.
Thank you very much.
We'll hopefully hear more from you very soon.
Great.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you. Bye-bye.